With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Ministry of Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage has launched a new focus sports framework to guide how public funding and national support for sport are allocated. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports.
Cabinet has approved the system, which uses transparent criteria, including governance, athlete development, safeguarding and national impact. 8 sports: athletics, basketball, cricket, football, netball, aquatics, squash, and volleyball will be grandfathered during a transition period and reviewed again by October 2027. No more than 10 sports may hold focus sports status at any time. Safeguarding is a core requirement, with organizations required to follow proper policies, safe recruitment practices, and coaching qualifications, as well as first aid and CPR certifications. Sports Minister the Honorable Isaac Rankin says the framework will improve fairness, accountability, and opportunity across Cayman's sporting system. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Jevy Ebanks.
Cayman Cricket has unveiled the national squad that will carry the island's hopes into the North America Cricket Cup 2026, a home tournament set for 8 days of international action at the Jimmy Powell Oval starting September 20th. Radio Cayman's Josh Cottrell has the details.
Cayman Cricket has officially named its squad for the North America Cricket Cup 2026, as the island prepares to host 8 days of international action from September 20th to the 27th at Jimmy Powell Oval. The tournament features Cayman, Bermuda, and the Bahamas in a full round-robin schedule. With all matches set for 1:30 p.m., Cayman opens against Bermuda on Sunday, September 20th, before facing the Bahamas the following day. The top team advances straight to the final, while second and third place meet in a qualifier on September 26th. The championship match is set for September 27th. Cayman's 14-man squad includes Raymond Seeley, Jermaine Baker, Vic Daniram, Adrian Wright, Demar Johnson, Romeo Dunker, Sam Foster, Malcolm Ramlogan, Antoine Eiffel, Andre McCarthy, Bishel Carty, Romario Edwards, Sachin Daiwangana, and Alessandro Morris Jr. The team is led by head coach Dave Bernard and assistant coach Shamar Anderson. Cayman Cricket says the NACC will showcase rising regional talent and give local fans a chance to see the national squad compete on home soil as they chase the title. 8 days, 3 nations, 1 champion. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I am Josh Cottrell.
Cayman's national football team says the 1-1 draw with Inter Miami CFU-20s delivered exactly the kind of test they needed ahead of their League B debut in the CONCACAF Nations League. Defender Josiah Johnson says the friendly offered a clear look at top-level academy standards and valuable lessons for Cayman's preparation.
It was a very good experience playing a top-level academy. You get to see the quality from overseas. We get to see their match preparation, just how they go about a game day. So we can take like little things from them as well. It's like a learning experience, because every day we want to better ourselves. We want to continue to grow as a national team.
Johnson says the squad paid close attention to Miami's habits, their communication, professionalism, and the way coaches and players operate as a collective unit. He says Cayman is working to build that same togetherness.
We came into the game confident in our ability. I think we knew what they could have brought to the game. However, we believed in ourselves. We knew what they could bring, but we just listened to our coaches, just go out and play, honestly. It was a friendly before the Nations League, so everyone wanted to prove a point. Everyone wants to be in the final squad, so I think, yeah, we came into the game with a good mood and positive motivation to go and do well, so yeah.
With the Nations League now 1 month away, Johnson says excitement is building. Cayman opens its 2026-27 League B campaign on September 24th against Dominica at Windsor Park in Roseau, where Cayman is designated as the home team.
It's our first time in League B. Big step, huge success getting out of League C. But everyone's excited, playing better opposition, traveling to other countries. You know, it's a good experience for us. So I believe it's a big step in Cayman football. Our goal is to win every game. No one wants to lose or draw. But I would say personally, to remain in League B and put ourselves as a staple in League B, we don't want to keep fluctuating between League C and League B. We want to make ourselves like a strong team in League B. And then as years goes on, you know, could possibly go up up to League A, but it's instilled from the training ground. Like, we have to put in the effort and the work, and we have to want it. So that's where it all begins.
Cayman stays at Windsor Park to face Guyana on September 27th before two away fixtures in Puerto Rico on October 1st and October 4th. The four matches mark Cayman's first test at the higher tier after earning promotion last cycle. The audio was taken from Cayman Football's YouTube channel. And high school football returns next week with title defenses and a brand new league for older boys. CIGTV's Kafara Augustin has this report.
High school football returns to action next week across Grand Cayman. Organizers are kicking off the ninth season of the DART Under 13 competition. This year includes a brand new addition. An under 16 boys league will run right alongside the younger players. Five schools are set to compete in that new age bracket. Title defenses get underway midweek. The under 13 girls start play on Wednesday, September 16th. Cayman Prep enters as three-time defending champions. The boys kick off one day later on Thursday, September 17th. John Gray High School will defend its first ever DART Cup title. Eight local schools will battle every Wednesday and Thursday until the October midterm break. Games will take place at venues island-wide, including the Annex in Camana Bay. Matches start each afternoon between 3:30 and 4. Once the midterm break ends, the Appleby Under 18 leagues will take over the pitch through early December.
CIGTV taking us out of Radio Cayman's local sports for this Thursday evening. I'm Dion Anglin.